Today on Press TV, a US federal court says the CIA can no longer refuse to confirm or deny whether it has records relating to assassination drone strikes. The court says the government's stance on the issue is no longer credible, as government officials have publicly acknowledged the bombing campaign abroad. Syria says it will strike at foreign-backed militants hiding in neighboring Lebanon if the Lebanese army does not act. Damascus says many militants have crossed Lebanon's border into Syria territory over the past 2 days. Syria says it expects the Lebanese side to prevent these infiltrations, which violate Syrian sovereignty. Israeli soldiers attacked Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank. The latest violence took place in the city of Hebron al-Khalil. The demonstrators were protesting against Tel Aviv's settlement activities when Israeli soldiers attacked them with tear gas and stun grenades. Several Palestinians were arrested in the unrest. The U.S. war in Iraq has cost American taxpayers over $2 trillion so far. That's according to a study conducted by the Watson Institute for International Studies at Brown University. The study says with interest payments, these expenses could grow to more than $6 trillion over the next 4 decades. The British Defence Ministry admits the war in Afghanistan is unwinnable. In a report published on Thursday, the ministry said NATO goals in Afghanistan have largely failed. It also notes that US-led troops will be leaving Afghanistan with a weak economic base in need of support for years to come. Journalists have slammed the European Union's decision to impose sanctions on two Press TV officials. They say the West's campaign against Iranian news media is already over the red line. Journalists say the move will definitely hurt the West's credibility on the issue of free speech. Bahrain's main opposition group has criticized the Al Khalifa regime for intensifying a campaign of desecration of mosques in the country. Al Wafaq also accuses Manama of attacking schools and other places of worship. The group says such acts show the regime is moving on a morally downward spiral. And the body of the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is at a military museum in Caracas for its final resting place. His coffin was carried through the streets of the capital earlier, with thousands of people paying their last tributes to him. Chavez died after a long battle with cancer. There's the latest here on Press TV.